This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 3 Advent Friday. First posted December 21, 2007. Isaiah 40:1-8 Consolation. Luke 1:67-80 Zechariah restored. Isaiah paraphrased. Judah's 70-year exile in Babylon was nearly over and the prophet was called upon to announce God's visitation. God speaks tenderly to comfort his people, telling her that her exile is complete, and her iniquity is pardoned. She has received twice the penalty for her sin. The herald cries out, telling God's people to prepare for the coming of the Lord in the wilderness, to make a straight highway in the desert. Valleys will be raised up, mountains and hills will be lowered. Uneven and rough ground will be made smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Isaiah 40:5. The voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people is grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Isaiah 40:6-8. Luke paraphrased, Zechariah had been struck mute by an angel for doubting the angel's message that Zechariah's wife, Elizabeth, would bear a son. When she delivered the boy, Zechariah named him John, as the angel had instructed, and immediately Zechariah's voice was restored and he spoke, blessing God. Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and began to prophesy, blessing God for visiting and redeeming his people, raising a horn of salvation in the house of David, the great shepherd king, as God had promised through his prophets long ago, to show mercy to God's people as he had promised their forefathers, that they should be saved from the power of their enemies. God remembered the holy covenant which he had sworn to Abraham, that God's people would be free from the threat of their enemies, so that they could serve the Lord without fear, in holiness, set apart for God's service and righteousness, doing what is right according to God's word, all their lives. Zechariah prophesied that his son, John, would be a prophet of God and precede the Messiah to prepare his way, to announce salvation to God's people by the forgiveness of their sin by the tender mercy of God. Then it will be like day dawning from heaven upon God's people, giving light to those who are in darkness and the shadow of death, and light to guide our feet in the way of peace. Isaiah 1:79. John grew up in spiritual strength, and was in the wilderness until the day he was revealed to Israel. Commentary, Judah, the remnant of Israel, had refused to heed the many warnings of the prophets to repent and return to obedient trust in God, and had not learned from the example of the destruction of the northern kingdom of Israel. God punished Judah as a good parent would punish willful, disobedient child, by exile in Babylon for 70 years, so that Israel would learn to repent and trust and obey God. God promised beforehand that the exile would end after 70 years, and he promised to restore them to the promised land, and the Lord's promises were fulfilled. God disciplines for our good, but he also comforts and is merciful. God's word is eternal, Isaiah 40:8, and is fulfilled over and over, as the conditions for its fulfillment are met. God's word through Isaiah was intended to prepare Judah in exile in Babylon for their release and restoration to the promised land. That word also applied and was fulfilled in the first advent, coming, of Jesus, announced by John the Baptizer. Now the church is the prophet and herald of the coming of the Lord. Personally, as we accept Jesus and receive his indwelling Holy Spirit, and at his second coming on the day of judgment, this world is a spiritual wilderness. God's people are in spiritual exile in Babylon, awaiting the fulfillment of God's promise to save us and restore us to his eternal promised land in heaven. In the day of judgment, at Christ's return, the glory of the Lord will be revealed and everyone who has ever lived will see it. Isaiah 40:5 will be fulfilled. In another sense, we are individually in spiritual exile in wilderness, and we can individually prepare for and receive Christ's coming, personally, through the gift of his indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. We will personally experience the glory of the Lord, by his indwelling Holy Spirit. Zechariah doubted God's word delivered through the angel, and was rendered mute. When Zechariah returned to obedient trust by naming the boy John, Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit, was able to glorify the Lord, and was given prophetic utterance. God wants us to learn to trust and obey him. Learning is a matter of trial and error. God gives us free choice, and allows us to experience the consequences of that choice. His discipline is designed to bring us to repentance so that he can show us his faithfulness and reward our obedient trust. In that way he can lead us to grow in faith to spiritual maturity. Jesus is the horn of salvation, which God has raised up. Hebrew altars had raised corners resembling and called horns, and were places of sanctuary where those who were falsely accused or threatened could take refuge. By faith, obedient trust, in Jesus we have forgiven our sins and find refuge from our spiritual enemies, Satan and death, Hebrews 2:14-15. In Jesus we are cleansed from sin so that we are fit to serve God, and freed from slavery to sin and death so that we can do what is right according to God's word and serve him without fear. Jesus is the light of the world, John 8:12, which dispels the darkness of spiritual ignorance, of lack of knowledge of God's will, lack of divine wisdom, sin, disobedience of God's word, and the shadow of death. Jesus, light, guides our lives in the way of peace with God and with other people. God had a plan for John the Baptizer from his conception, to be a herald of the Messiah, proclaiming God's word. He grew up in spiritual strength to spiritual maturity so that he was ready to serve the Lord when the Lord gave John his word. That is what we are all called to do. God has plans for each of us, Ephesians 2:10. We are to learn to trust and obey God's word, to grow in spiritual strength to spiritual maturity so that we are fit and able to serve God when he calls on us. We are also to provide the spiritual nurture and guidance to enable our children to do the same. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14?